Hello and welcome everybody. I'm here today with Bishop David Evans, who is the lead bishop for marriage and family life here at the Catholic Bishops Conference of England and Wales. A very warm welcome to you, Bishop David. How are you?
I'm well, James. Thank you. Thank you for your introduction. It's good to be here.
Lovely. And today we're here to talk about the World Day of Grandparents and the Elderly, which takes place on Sunday, the 28th of July. Bishop David, can you tell us a little bit about what the World Day of Grandparents and the Elderly is and what it's about, please?
It's really a public opportunity to recognise the place of grandparents and the elderly in society today. There's a great deal of affection for grandparents and also a great deal of recognition of the importance of older people in the social areas of our lives. And Pope Francis has inaugurated these days partly so that we can say thank you to grandparents and elderly people, but also so that we can pray for them, recognize the unique place that they play in the world in which we live today, because it's a world day of prayer, not simply for England and Wales, but for people across the world.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so important to highlight, you know, our elderly and our grandparents, you know, and to celebrate this day, as you said, you know, especially with so much wisdom for our young people. I know this is the fourth World Day of Grandparents of the Elderly. And last year we had the World Youth Day, and there was a really strong focus on our young people, you know, celebrating our grandparents and, you know, receiving the wisdom that the elderly and our grandparents are able to give us. So tell us a little bit more about why is it important that we focus on the elderly and grandparents?
Well, in the letter that Pope Francis has written for this day, there's an interesting social analysis as part of that letter of the way in which grandparents and older people can sometimes suffer as a result of social attitudes, but also of the conditions in which they live. And so, as ever, Pope Francis thinks about those who are left behind when younger members of the family emigrate because they need to find a safer place for their children, or for those who are caught up in the consequences of conflict. Pope Francis talks about people having to face the loss of their young men, not because they too are being forced by political circumstances, not of their own making, to leave the family to defend their country, or even sometimes to be offensive towards other countries. But also Pope Francis points out that there can be social pressures on older people to feel that they are not included in the benefits that we hope social progress will bring. He speaks about them feeling that they are a burden and that sometimes they feel that they need to stand aside so that younger people can make progress. But Pope Francis is very concerned to understand and promote the unity of the human race. He's against what he calls the generational divisions that can sometimes be promoted by people. And all these things are important because we might have a rather rosy idea of family life or of the life of older people. But in fact, they have their difficulties and their burdens too. And we are able to recognize those, to think about the social implications of their isolation, and also to pray for them to recognize that they are also included in God's love for all who live.
Lovely. And that links nicely into the theme of the World Day of Grandparents and the Elderly, which is do not cast me off in my old age. So tell us a little bit about the theme and why Pope Francis has chosen this theme for this day.
Yes, it's an interesting theme, and it's taken from one of the Psalms. And Pope Francis likens it to the prayer of abandonment of Jesus on the cross, "Why have you forsaken me?" And I think it's a valuable theme, because it's, like many of the Psalms, it's a sort of spontaneous expression of human need. It's a cry to God. But at the same time, it's a cry to humanity. And I think that's important, that though the theme is taken is a quotation from one of the Psalms, it's nevertheless a prayer addressed to all of us, not just simply to God to come and try and solve our problems for us. And having made that social analysis that I've been speaking about, Pope Francis reflects on the story of Ruth and Naomi in the Book of Ruth in the Hebrew Bible. And it's interesting that he identifies Naomi as an older person whose family have to make a decision. Two women have to make a decision. And one of those takes Naomi's injunction seriously to leave her behind so that she can live another life and live her own life to the full. Whereas Ruth turns that option down and speaks quite movingly to Naomi, saying that she will accompany Naomi wherever she will go. And Pope Francis points out that that sacrifice brings with it its own blessings, that walking together brings benefits that perhaps aren't always foreseeable. And of course, Ruth turns out eventually to be the grandmother of King David, and therefore one of the female ancestors of Christ himself. And so Pope Francis reflects on this. We only hear the Book of Ruth twice, I think, in the lectionary, but it's a very moving story. And perhaps one of the benefits of the letter would be to encourage people to read that book and see again the particular circumstances in which God's mercy is addressed towards an older woman, but also the blessings that come from a united family for making sure that at least one older person doesn't feel abandoned in her old age.
Absolutely. And it just reaffirms the vocation of marriage as well, doesn't it?
Yes.
You know, as we focus on becoming elderly and, you know, having that vocation as a grandparent and as an elderly person and seeing that. And it's really important to say that, you know, grandparents and the elderly, they still have their vocation.
Yes.
And it's really important to stress that as well. So as we finish our time here today, Bishop David, can you tell us a little bit more about how you can celebrate it in your individual diocese and in your parish as well?
Well, the obvious thing is to make sure that people in the parishes know that this day is approaching, that we use it for prayer. But you mentioned earlier on World Youth Day last year, and one of the things that Pope Francis asked people to do before they went on World Youth Day was to visit their grandparents. And I think just as we try to make a special day for mothers and fathers on Mother's Day and Father's Day, we might try and do something similar for our grandparents. It might not be easy, of course, because there are two sets of grandparents all being well in the family. So there would need to be some planning about that. But I think that would be important. One of the things that always strikes me is the love which grandchildren have for their grandparents. And I don't think we're asking anything exceptional, in a sense, for them to take care of their grandparents. I think they probably think they're doing that already, which is a wonderful thing. But it might just be an opportunity just to do something a bit extra for them on this day, to keep them in our prayers, to think perhaps a bit beyond the family members, not just our grandparents, but the older people who might live next door. And I know in the parishes and the schools around this diocese, at least, there's a lot of concern for social outreach. And it may be that one or two people are able, with the proper precautions, of course, to visit older people who live nearby or who live in care homes and are able just to pay a little visit to them to make the day a bit better. But all those things have to be sorted out locally and appropriately. But those are just some thoughts that are prompted by the day of prayer for grandparents and the elderly.
Lovely. Thank you, Bishop David. And there'll be resources available for prayer especially. on the National Office for Vocation website, the Bishops Conference website. Bishop David, thank you very much for your time today. It's been lovely to be with you and to speak so positively about our grandparents and the elderly. And we hope that this day will be a great day of prayer, a great day of celebration to really mark the vocation of grandparents and the elderly. So thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much, James. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you.